I'm Scott Selsby, professor at Stephen F. Austin State University. I'm here with Dr. Paul Sandel, also professor at SFA, and Laura Blackburn, our graduate assistant for the Charlie Wilson Oral History Project. And we are here with our host for this time, Senator Kay Beatty Hutchison, who was a friend of Charlie's. Welcome.
You bet.
What we want you to do, because we know your time is waning, is just tell us how you first met Charlie, what you know, some of your impressions of Charlie at that time, and maybe something that you can share about you and he interacting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I first met Charlie that I can remember when I was a television news reporter. I worked for KPRC, the NBC affiliate in Houston, and I started covering the legislature. And I had graduated from law school, so they wanted more of a full-time reporter, and they liked the law degree, so they actually put me in Austin for the whole legislative session. Charlie was in the state senate, and the state senate was fascinating back then. It had such a character, and of course Charlie was a bigger than life character, we all know. But there was Charlie, there was the Bull of the Brazos, Bill Moore, there was Tom Creighton. It was just Babe Schwartz. I mean, it was the conservative, colorful icons, and then the liberal ones. And they were just all an amazing, smart, and colorful group. And Charlie was one of those. And so I got to know them covering the Senate, and I thought Charlie was so fun and funny. He kind of laughed at himself all the time. And he just had a great time, but he was so effective. Mm-hmm. You know, he tried to cover it up that he was so effective by being just, out of the mainstream box of a politician. Mm-hmm. You know, he was just flamboyant and colorful, and just prided himself on being colorful, but was very effective. When he was on a mission, he was smart and sharp and effective. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I got to know him, when I was the news reporter in the state senate. And then, of course, during those next years, I was elected to the House in 72 and served in 73 after I had left the news reporting. And and then he very shortly thereafter was elected to the Congress. So we still interacted because I as a state legislator did things here. So I've just known him through the years and had kept up during those times. And then, of course, when I was elected to the Senate, then we really did work together. We did some really important things then. And we're just great partners and friends. And he always called me his favorite Republican. And I always said, well, that's a pretty low bar to clear. So,
what were some of the things y'all worked on together after you came to the Senate?
Well, the first thing was the ERENT missile, which was the PAC-3. And I had just gotten here, and Ted Kennedy, which was the home of the original Patriot missile, he was on the Armed Services Committee, and he just was trying to dictate in the authorization that the Patriot missile would be reauthorized. But, of course, then the ERENT missile, the PAC-3, which was a much stronger technology, had come online. It was being developed. And so Charlie was trying to save it in the House. And so he, you know, obviously asked for my help. I was on the Armed Services Committee, but I was the most junior of junior members. the technology was so great. So we got the strategy that all we would ask is that nothing go in the Armed Services bill that would designate the Patriot, that we wanted a competition. And we knew if we had the competition, that was fair, and that was what we could ask, and we knew we would win if it was on the merits. And so that's what we did. And Ted Kennedy was very powerful. He's another, I just worked very well with him, but he was very powerful, and I was very junior. And I had been told that he had called the ambassador to the United States from Israel to ask him to weigh in on the Patriot when, you know, being designated. And I called him, the ambassador, and I remember it was one of the first times that I was so junior. I hadn't been reelected by then. It must have been the fall of 93, because I called the ambassador, and he called me right back, and I said, "Mr. Ambassador, what time is it there?" Because he was in Israel, and he said, "It's midnight." And I said, "Oh, really?" I mean, I was so amazed that the ambassador would call me back at midnight, a little freshman that I was. But I got the commitment from him right then that he would not weigh in on behalf of the Patriot. And I told him that the technology was better, and he said, "Senator, I assure you that technology is our most important priority. And if there's a better missile, then I wouldn't consider arguing for the one that wasn't as good." And I said, "All we want is competition. Just if you just don't do anything, that's all I'm asking." And he said, "I will do nothing." And he didn't. And we won in the Armed Services Committee. And then the Patriot missile, we did have the competition, and the ARINC missile won. And so, of course, the manufacturing of it was partially then done in, well, Angelina County. I think it started in well, it's in Lufkin now. And they're still doing it. I mean, they have they do parts of it. It's a joint effort. There are other states that do it, but it's been an ongoing project that we've been able to do, and that was the first and biggest thing that we did together. Later, I did sponsor the bill to name the Veterans Clinic in Lufkin
for Charlie.
Of course, the story of the clinic, of course, is that's, you know, Lufkin's a suburb of Tyler. I don't know if you ever heard that story, that he crossed out Tyler and wrote Lufkin, and then convinced everyone on the committee that Lufkin was a suburb of Tyler. That's how that Veterans Center got there.
You are kidding.
No, that's how the Veterans Center got there.
Oh, no. I did not know that. That is a Charlie Wilson. That shows you how effective he is. Yes.
Well, you know, he had a reputation of working back and forth across the aisle very well.
Oh, yeah.
How was he? I mean, sometimes it seems like it's a lost art these days. It's not, people don't do that as much anymore. How was Charlie so effective at working with everybody?
Well, people just loved him. They just loved him. And, you know, he didn't apologize for having pretty women in his office. He applauded it. He, you know, he was proud of it, and he just was what he was, and he didn't try to be something different. He didn't try to be button-down, solid politician. He just was what he was, and of course, they loved it in East Texas, and rightly so. But he got things done, and he. In the defense area, he was very sharp, and he, of course, what he did in Afghanistan, that was not during the time that I was there, but he had the instincts on what had to be done in Afghanistan, and he really moved the Congress to do it. And you just had to respect his real skills and accept the fun part as just the extra.
Now, you made a comment earlier about when you were a journalist and he was in the state senate, and he said he sort of downplayed how sharp and effective he was. Do you think he did that just because he was genuinely that humble, or did he do it from sort of a strategy that maybe others would underestimate him?
I think it was more that his persona was to be flamboyant and funny and fun. It wasn't that he was trying to hide his how smart he was. No, I mean, it's just that he was going to be smart his way. And in the state Senate, and this is probably a lot of what honed him. I mean, obviously, in East Texas, everyone who has roots in East Texas knows that there are a lot of characters in East Texas, and that's pretty accepted. So he was fun in being an East Texas character, but in the state Senate, when he was there, now it's changed a lot too, but when he was there, there were a lot of flamboyant people, and and they jousted with each other, and they kind of one-upped each other, and he was one of those who could. And so it made watching and covering the state Senate just so much fun.
Sure, sure.
But also, I mean, he was an equal player in that effort. And of course, his relationship with Barbara Jordan was legendary.
I was going to say they came in together, right? In the state Senate, 66?
I don't know when. I can't tell you the dates when they came in. That was a little before I got there, but they were very good friends. And Barbara Jordan was very smart about not coming in and trying to let me put it this way. She came in to make friends and alliances. She too was very effective in a different way. She wasn't flamboyant like Charlie or like Bill Moore Babe Schwartz, but she was effective in a more quiet but substantive way. And she made friends with her male colleagues and got their trust, and she listened to them, she took their advice, she learned from them, and she became effective because she could get the things that she was there to do because she had made friends and gained respect. But she and Charlie were close, and then of course when they came up here together, they were sort of the odd couple. That was also, you know, more interesting for both of them.
Well, knowing that you would know how power is exercised in Congress and stuff, was Charlie a powerful congressman?
Oh, very.
And what was the source of it?
It was, he focused on a few key areas. He didn't try to be everything. His area was defense and veterans, obviously. And he focused on those things. He rose in seniority enough to be effective. And he was likable, which is very important. Sometimes people can be smart and not likable, but the ones who are smart and likable certainly have an advantage, and he was.
Were you ever surprised that he didn't seem to aspire to higher office?
No, I wasn't, not at all. I see him in Congress or as a state senator. I don't know how he would have functioned in a an executive. I don't see him as an executive, mm-hmm. because he wouldn't have. I don't think he would have wanted to do so many things that an executive would have to do, mm-hmm. varied things. He was focused and he got what he cared about. And I just don't know that...
Being a senator is different than being a congressman, a lot different.
Yeah, it is.
And so maybe he was, you just don't, maybe not temperamentally suited, is that...
You know, I guess what I would say is I can't imagine him working hard enough to be in the Senate, okay. or a statewide, uh-huh. you know, for him to go traipsing around all over Texas and making the sacrifices. I just don't see him doing that.
Yeah. And do you think the good time, Charlie, wouldn't be as successful on a state or even a national scale? Maybe it would fall under more of a lens. It'd cost him more.
You are more, obviously. Each time you move up, there's more scrutiny, that's mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. And I do think that's that would have been a factor, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, we're glad. I want to give you this.
Thank you very much.
I couldn't take it. I wanted to give you some gift from the East Texas Historical Association, so I came up with it.